As the Aged Care Royal Commission prepares for its first hearings in the state of Tasmania, the ABC can reveal that 23 serious complaints have been made to the Federal Aged Care Watchdog about Tasmanian facilities since 2017. These include physical abuse and the use of chemical restraints, as Henry Swartz reports.
When Jane Rankin-Reed moved her mum Shirley into an aged care home in Hobart, they hoped she'd live out her twilight years in comfort and dignity. But the elderly woman's life there soon became a nightmare.
She had her shoulder had been wrenched. She was in pain, tremendous pain. And the second time, I believe she had a graze on her leg. In each instance, this was an absolute, unnecessary, addition to her already late life discomfort. So she lost a lot of strength in each of those instances, apart from anything.
Shirley Rankin-Reed complained to her family that she was being frequently dropped and given the wrong medications. She also claimed she was being subjected to emotional abuse at the Bupa Aged Care Home. Her daughter made a complaint to the federal watchdog about her mother's experience, but the 93-year-old died before it could be resolved. Sue Leach is the CEO of Tasmania's Council on the Ageing.
We're looking at basic human rights here. We should be free from physical abuse. The use of chemical restraints has been shown to be excessive and not appropriate in a lot of cases. I've always had the argument, people say that they wouldn't want their mother or their father to go to an aged care facility, but I ask the more concerning question is, would you want to be there yourself?
The operator of the aged care facility, Bupa, declined AM's request for an interview, instead providing this statement.
We take the care needs of our residents very seriously, and we are confident that the improvements we have embedded are sustainable, and we will continue to work to regain the trust of the South Hobart community.
Shirley Rankin-Reed's case is one of 5,500 submissions that have been made to the Aged Care Royal Commission from around Australia. Concerns that have been raised include the use of chemical restraints and physical abuse. The complaints also include cases of the wrong medications being given to aged care residents, the use of physical restraints on an elderly person, and poor hygiene. Sue Leach says the complaints process is too complex, with some cases going unresolved for years.
We do hear a number of people who have made complaints that have not been resolved, and unfortunately that has got to a point where the complaint has not been resolved before a person has died, unfortunately.
Meanwhile, Jane Rankin-Reed hopes the public hearings will help ensure what happened to her late mother won't happen to anyone else.
This is an abuse of elderly, vulnerable Australians' basic human rights, and in a small community like Tasmania, we must find the courage to stand up for our elders. I have the very clear experience in Tasmania of people being afraid to speak up, and we have to.
That's Jane Rankin-Reed there, that report by Henry Swartz.